The government's decision to recognise West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel over the weekend has been met with mostly displeasure by Arab states and Muslim countries. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the change on Saturday, but stopped short of moving the Australian embassy to Jerusalem. He added that if the Palestinian people secure their own state, Australia would recognise East Jerusalem as its capital.
Australia believes this position respects both our commitment to a two-state solution and long-standing respect for relevant Security Council resolutions. It's a balanced view. It's a measured view. It's a well-considered view.
Meanwhile, Israel's foreign ministry has welcomed Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as a step in the right direction. It is a qualified welcome, it must be said. Overnight, Israel's Minister for Regional Cooperation, Tzaki Hanegebi, said the decision was a mistake and that Jerusalem cannot be divided.
Australia has been a deep and intimate friend of Israel's for many years, but to our regret, they've made a mistake. There is no division between East and West in the city. Jerusalem is one whole. We hope Australia will soon find a way to fix the mistake that it's made.
That is Tzaki Hanegebi, the Israel's Minister for Regional Cooperation. Well, Dr. Mustafa Barghouti is Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative. He joins me on the line from Ramallah. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
What is your response to Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
We respect Australia and its people. We consider it a friendly country. But unfortunately, this decision is totally unbalanced. It's not a balanced decision. Why? Because from one side, it recognizes West Jerusalem as a capital of Israel, but does not recognize East Jerusalem as a Palestinian capital. It says it respects or recognizes the aspiration of the Palestinians to have a state of their own. But why we do not have a state? Because Israel is occupying us, and Israel is not allowing us to have an independent state or a capital of our own. And that is the thing that they are missing. The most important thing here is that the international resolutions say that the issue of Jerusalem have to be negotiated and no unilateral steps should be taken before a solution is found. What Australia did today is to take a unilateral resolution on its own to satisfy the Jewish audience, to satisfy, it seems, the lobby in Australia. And there seems to be some personal interest of the Prime Minister to satisfy his voters, and especially the lobbies that are working with his voters. And that is unacceptable and imbalanced.
What is the personal interest of the Prime Minister that you're referring to there?
We know very well that there are that in his electoral area there is a strong Jewish lobby, and it seems that he's favoring his own personal interest to the interest of the Australian people. We know very well that very important countries to Australia, like Malaysia and Indonesia, who are your neighbors, will make conclusions about this decision, and maybe this decision will affect your economic relations with many Arab countries. So, in my opinion, the interest of the Australian people and the interest of Australia would have required maintaining a balanced position, not rushing into recognizing West Jerusalem as a capital of Israel, waiting for a solution to be found, and respecting the right of the Palestinian people to be free from occupation and have their own independent state. I know that the Israelis are not very satisfied also because this decision fell short of moving the embassy to Jerusalem. But what worries us a lot, if you study carefully the resolution, you will find that it creates an opening for a possible movement of the embassy to Jerusalem, which would be a grave mistake and will cause a lot of problems for Australia.
It is a significant assertion that you've just made, Mustafa Barghouti, that the Australian Prime Minister has made this decision not out of the national interest, but because of his own personal religious beliefs and because of Jewish voters in his own constituency. Are you certain that that is the case?
Yes. And not only in his in relationship to him, but probably to some people, other people in his party. And that's why you have strong opposition among other parties in Australia. And we do believe, we like Australia. We think it's a balanced country. It's a very peaceful country. I visited your country two times, and I was so impressed by the people there. Australia must carry an independent line. It should not just follow what the United States wants or what Israel wants.
But to be fair, this is neither what America wants or has done, nor is it what Israel wants. This is a very clear statement that is actually quite different to what the US position is, in that it only recognizes West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and it points to a future Palestinian capital being in East Jerusalem.
Well, I do agree with you. It's not like what the Americans wanted or the Israelis wanted, and that's why some Israeli ministers are opposing it, because they want a unified capital of Jerusalem. They want all of Jerusalem. That's clear to me.
So why not give Australia for charting that more independent course?
No, let me say two things are making us reserved about this resolution. First, it would have been completely different if they said, we also recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. Then it would have been balanced. But to say we respect aspirations is not enough. Second, it keeps an opening for making a next step. It's one step in one direction, and that's what the Israeli Foreign Ministry noted, that it could be a step towards moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and that is very risky. That's why I don't know, for instance, if Australia supports two-state solution, which is great. They recognize Israel. They have diplomatic relations with Israel. Why don't they recognize Palestine, for instance, as a state?
But isn't this
134 countries have recognized Palestine.
But isn't this decision recognizing something that does exist, in that Israel is a state and is conducting its business in such a way that the capital is effectively there, and that in the case of the Palestinians, it is an aspiration at this particular point in time for all of the reasons that you've described? And isn't it a significant development that a country like Australia is indicating that ultimately it wants to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state?
That's good, but it's not enough. And Palestine do exist as a state. Of course, it's a state under occupation, like France was a state under occupation during the German invasion. At that time, everybody recognized France as a state. Because it was occupied, nobody said it doesn't exist. And when the United Nations took a decision to recognize Palestine as a state, and when 134 countries recognize Palestine as a state, they are making a clear decision that this entity is a state, but it is under occupation. The problem here is occupation, which has to be removed. That's our position.
Obviously, after the United States took its decision under the Trump presidency to move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, there has been a pretty assertive lobbying effort by the Israeli government and foreign ministry to get other countries to do the same. Given the position, the slightly more nuanced position that Australia has taken, do you think that this actually has backfired on the Israelis, in that they clearly are not particularly comfortable with the idea that a country that is an ally like Australia is making a big decision like this and recognizing that in the future there may be a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem?
I agree with you. I think in this case it backfired. And I think that practically, if Netanyahu now revises what has happened, he feels that he got a failure. I agree with that, because probably he did not expect this to come out. And as a matter of fact, I think Israel and the United States are both totally isolated. So far, it's only the United States and Guatemala that have moved their embassies to Jerusalem. Czech Republic tried, but the European Union will not allow it. I do not think that the president of Brazil will dare to do it. There is a strong opposition to that in Brazil. So practically, the United States and Israel are absolutely isolated. And more than that, they were isolated in the voting in the United Nations. One thing we wish to have is that Australia stops supporting all the time Israel and voting for their wrong decisions. One thing would be more balanced if Australia takes a different position like the European countries are doing.
Can we just be clear? There has been a lot of threats made about the implications of this by Arab nations, by predominantly Muslim countries. Do you think there will be any substantive reaction to this decision?
Yes, of course, it would have been much worse if you moved the embassy or if you move in the direction of moving the embassy to Jerusalem. But I do believe this will have consequences. It will affect your relations with countries near you, important neighbors like Indonesia and Malaysia and other Islamic countries, Muslim countries. And of course, it will affect certain relations with Arab countries. Don't forget that many Arab countries are major importers from Australia, and they have strong economic relations with Australia. I think it is in the interest of the Australian people and the Australian nation to have a much more balanced position.
Mustafa Barghouti, we will have to leave it there. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Mustafa Barghouti is Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative. After 8 a.m. this morning, we will hear the other side of this discussion. We'll be joined by Ron Gerstenfeld, Deputy Chief of Mission at the Israeli Embassy in Canberra.